SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden mourning the loss of five Marines in a helicopter crash in Southern California.
The five were killed when their helicopter went down late Tuesday night during stormy weather in the mountains outside of San Diego. They were on a routine training mission. In a White House statement, the president extended his condolences, saying, "As we mourn this profound loss, we honor their selfless service and ultimate sacrifice."
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Half-dozen victims unaccounted for after a shooting and fire at a home near Philadelphia.
Authorities say police officers came under fire while responding to a 911 call that an 11-year-old girl had been shot at a house in East Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, Wednesday afternoon. One officer was shot in the arm, another in the leg, and had to be dragged to safety. Soon afterwards, the three-story house erupted in flames.
We are afraid there might be more than one person in that house.
Jack Stolzheimer is the district attorney for Delaware County.
There are at least 6 to 8 people who are unaccounted for from that family. It is our terrible fear that they may be inside that house when it was burned.
Investigators are trying to piece together what led to the shooting and fire. Stolzheimer said there were no further threats to the community from that house. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNNews.com, the nation's highest court considering the Colorado Supreme Court's ruling that former President Trump should not appear on the state's primary ballot. Today's arguments are historic as the U.S. Supreme Court considers for the first time the meaning and reach of the Constitution's Civil War era insurrection clause. Mr. Trump has not been charged with insurrection. And the former president is expected to sweep today's Republican caucuses in Nevada. Democrat Marianne Williamson has dropped her bid for the Democratic presidential nomination. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 57 points, while the Nasdaq is trading 23 points higher. This is SRN News. A warning about the World Health Organization.
That body is trying to get governments around the globe to sign its pandemic treaty, but Republican members of Congress say the U.S. should not do so. They warn that the treaty would give the WHO broad powers in any so-called health emergency, including anything the organization deems to be a, quote, threat to essential health care, which would include abortion. A growing number of pro-life and freedom groups are lining up against the treaty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida school districts could allow volunteer chaplains in classrooms under a bill moving through the legislature. The measure would give local school officials the option of bringing in chaplains to provide services and student programs under the direction of school boards. The only requirements of a chaplain taking part in a school program would be a background check and having their name and religious affiliation listed on the school website. This is SRN News. Mexico has surpassed China as the leading source of goods imported into the U.S.
The shift reflects the growing tensions between Washington and Beijing, as well as U.S. efforts to import from countries that are friendlier and closer to home. Figures released by the U.S. Commerce Department show that the value of goods imported to the United States from Mexico rose nearly 5% from 2022 to 2023 to more than $475 billion. At the same time, the value of Chinese imports tumbled 20%, the last time that Mexican goods imported to the United States exceeded the value of China's imports was in 2002. Keith Peters reporting.
Japanese automaker Honda saw a nice bump in profits in the latest quarter, a 3.5% increase from 1 year earlier, and Tokyo-based Honda raked in $1.7 billion from October through December. More details at SRNNews.com.